Welcome to Nali Bali. It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces. Today's story is called The King of the Birds. Long ago, when the world was new, Ngwazi, the great fish eagle, called all the birds together.
As you know,
said Ngwazi,
Bubesi the lion is king of the beasts. But why should he speak for us birds? We need to choose our own king. And as I am so majestic, I say it should be me.
All the birds began to chirp and chatter until one voice rose above the others.
Ngwazi, you are majestic. It's true, said the giant eagle owl, Khova. But my huge eyes see everything that happens. This makes me very wise, and a king really needs wisdom.
The birds twittered loudly until the quarry busted. Gliti spoke.
Well, come on, guys. I think I should be king. A king should be big and strong, and I'm the biggest and strongest, obviously, of all.
The birds began arguing about who should be king. Then a shrill voice suddenly rose above the din.
Excuse me, I think I should be king.
It was Tiny Mrede, the Nediki bird. Although the crowd laughed at his cheekiness, they allowed him to speak, but they couldn't believe it when he said that he should be the king.
Come on, guys, now let's be like really serious here. What exactly would make you a very good king?
Asked Ngwazi after they had all stopped laughing.
Nothing really, said Mrede, but I should have as much of a chance as anyone else.
All right,
said Ngwazi.
Let's have a competition.
All the birds liked this idea. They agreed that on the first day after the full moon, when the sun touched the highest mountain peak, they would all take to the air to see who could fly the highest. The winner would become their king. The big day arrived. The birds watched patiently as the sun rose. Though little Mrede was determined to prove he could be king, he knew his wings were too weak to fly very high. So, just before the birds took off, he crept silently in underneath Ngwazi's wing feathers. The fish eagle was so busy watching the sun that he didn't feel a thing. The instant the sun touched the tip of the mountain, the birds rose high into the sky. They flew up and up and up. Soon most of them grew tired and swooped back down to land, until only Owl, Fish Eagle, and the Bustard were left in the race. Soon Khova, the Owl, had to drop out too. As he swooped down to the ground, Ngwazi and Gliti flew up higher and higher and higher, but after 5 minutes, their heavy Bustard could go no further.
Ah, Ngwazi!
Called Gliti sadly as he swooped to the ground.
You win!
Wee! Wee!
Shrieked the fish eagle triumphantly, gathering his last drop of strength and climbing just a little higher. But suddenly he heard a taunting little voice.
Not so fast, Ngwazi!
Chirped Mrede, shooting out from under Ngwazi's wing and rising a little above him.
You haven't won yet!
Poor fish eagle. He had no idea where Mrede had come from. He was utterly exhausted and could climb no further. With a groan, he swooped back to the earth, while Mrede flapped even higher into the sky on his fresh wings. Back on the ground, the birds were furious at Mrede's trickery. As he hit the ground, they rushed angrily at him. But before they could act, the quick little bird zipped into a deserted snake hole.
Hey, you, come out!
Come out!
Come out!
Screeched the birds.
And you get the prize you deserve!
But although they guarded the hole all night, Mrede stayed exactly where he was.
Well, let's take turns to stand guard,
said Ngwazi. Culver agreed to take the first watch while the others went off to sleep or hunt. He waited for hours outside the hole, but there was still no sign of Ncede. An owl was getting very tired.
My eyes are so strong, said Culver to himself. I only need one. I'll close my right eye and use my left eye to watch the hole.
A while later, he swapped, opening his right eye and closing his left. This went on for some time, until finally he forgot to keep one of his eyes open and fell fast asleep. This was just what Ncede had been waiting for. Off he flew straight into the forest.
You fool!
Shouted Nkwazi, who had seen Ncede disappearing just as he came to relieve Culver.
You fell asleep!
Culver was so embarrassed that he decided to hunt by night and sleep by day, so that the other birds wouldn't have a chance to tease him. Meanwhile, Ncede flitters about in the forest, never stopping long enough to be caught. And who became the king? Well, the truth is that the birds were so upset with Ncede that they forgot all about choosing a king. And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali. Did you know reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? If you would like more stories to read to children or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find a number of stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to encourage their potential. That's nalibali.mobi, or find Nali Bali on Facebook and Mixit. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in various languages in the Sunday World in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Free State, the Sunday Times Express in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape's Daily Dispatch on Tuesdays and the Herald on Thursdays. Story power. Bring it home. Nali Bali, oh.